Faire le bac. Page 78. Understand a recording. Peter Brooks, a political cartoonist.
The thing I like most about Peter's work is it is deceptively nice. It appears to be respectable, and it isn't. It's actually filth, and it shouldn't be legal.
I think there's a passion for being difficult, and I think it's part of his slightly spiky, slightly grumpy demeanour.
I see him as rather anarchic. He seems to me to be a most extraordinarily oddball, anarchic character.
We're very fortunate in this country that since 1695, we've more or less had an uninterrupted run of visual satire without governments interfering too much, which means that we've actually become part of the political conversation. In other countries, they lock cartoonists up. But in this country, they buy the original and hang it in their toilet and say, it's all just jolly good fun, isn't it? Whereas in fact, it's assassination without the blood.
Political cartoonists go to the absolute core of the truth. That's the extraordinary thing. We'd like to think that what they're doing is absurd and ridiculous and very funny, but actually it's very often a very stark, sharp truth.
I think Peter's main aim is to puncture the hubris and the hypocrisy that politicians at Westminster seem to suffer from.
They will have power over our lives, but we will have the right to laugh at them.
I often think that Peter's cartoons are a credit to the Times because they're very often not in the line of the editorial direction, shall we say.
Of all the cartoonists around here, he is almost untouchable. And he is given complete editorial freedom.